It's Thursday, December 29th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Islamic militants carried out attacks on Christians in multiple states in Nigeria recently. On December 17th, Muslim Fulani herdsmen killed 3 Christians who were working on a farm. The attackers had been destroying villagers' crops as well. A local official said, quote, "These are some of the terrible things farmers in Benue State have been facing over the years," end quote. And on December 19th, members of the Islamic State West Africa province destroyed homes, livestock, and crops in a Christian village in Borno State. The attack came after militants killed a pregnant Christian woman in the same area. Nigeria leads the world in deadly violence against Christians, according to Open Doors. Sweden continues to cut back on providing so-called transgender treatments to children. The country's National Board of Health and Welfare previously put an end to prescribing puberty blockers for minors. On December 16th, the National Board announced their latest guidelines on the subject. The health agency urged caution when treating people pretending to be the opposite sex, acknowledging, quote, "a lack of knowledge about the results of the care," end quote. Another factor driving the recommendation for caution was the, quote, "documented occurrence of detransition," end quote. The European Court of Human Rights condemned the Bulgarian government this month for interfering with Christians' religious freedom. In 2008, the Eastern European country sent schools a public notice calling evangelical Protestant churches, quote, "dangerous religious sects," end quote, that could cause, quote, "mental disorders," end quote, in their members. Municipal authorities were trying to combat, quote, "religious missionaries around the Easter celebration," end quote. Alliance Defending Freedom represented 2 Bulgarian pastors in a case against the government. After the court victory, Pastor Zivo Tonchev said, quote, "We are thrilled that the European Court of Human Rights has recognized our fundamental right to religious freedom just in time for Christmas," end quote. On Monday, the latest batch of Twitter files came out. They expose how the U.S. government pressured the social media company to suppress information about COVID-19. Elon Musk is releasing the files as the new owner, showing how the company operated before he took control. The files show the Trump administration wanted Twitter to suppress information about panic buying during the pandemic, while the Biden administration wanted to suppress anti-COVID shot information. Twitter censored true but inconvenient COVID-19 messages and discredited doctors and other experts who disagreed with U.S. government policy. During a recent podcast interview, Musk said people's suspicions about Twitter's internal operations turned out to be true.
I mean, to be totally frank, almost every conspiracy theory that people had about Twitter turned out to be true. So, like, is there a conspiracy theory about Twitter that didn't turn out to be true? So far, they've all turned out to be true.
A new report from the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute found that U.S. states implemented 50 anti-abortion laws this year. The report said abortions are unavailable in 14 states now after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The number of anti-abortion laws is down this year from a high of 108 last year. The report noted, quote, "However, many of the laws passed this year are near total abortion bans, combined with the implementation of pre-Roe laws and trigger bans that had been enacted in previous years. These laws have restricted abortion access for millions of people," end quote. And finally, police officers in South Bend, Indiana, saved Christmas for a family who had been robbed on Christmas Eve. A real-life Grinch broke into the family's home, stole their food and all their Christmas presents. Immediately, officers contacted a local toy drive and were back with boxes of presents and food for the family. The mother and her 3 children were overjoyed with the surprise.
Merry Christmas!
Oh my goodness! Thank you! Oh my goodness!
Officer Brian Metter told Fox News they were happy to do something positive.
It's why we do what we do. So many times you see just the negative, but this was an opportunity for us to do something positive and to see those children's reaction. That makes everything worthwhile.
Acts 20 verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 29th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.